Reverend Society, sending a book a month.
Yeah.
And I got his book, but somebody has pinched it. Written by Frank Burris, young fellow. And when he was quite young, he wrote poems in this book. Somebody's taken it and rubbed it from my library. It is described by him. And he came to India, and he met all the people here. And he went on a visit to the Dalai Lama. And he said about all this talk about not touching the karma. When he went to see him, he called him in his room and he sat next to him. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Nepal. He went to visit the Maharaja and was a guest there. He went to with another Indian friend, went to Maharaja. When they went to their bedrooms, he said each of them found a woman already in his bed, provided, you see. So he didn't have anything to do with her. But then the friend, he complained to the Maharaja the next day. And he had to make an excuse. He said, that he was suffering from a venereal disease and didn't want to communicate it. Mm-hmm. And he said he went and sat next to the Dalai Lama on the same city with him. Mm-hmm. So I'm not having to touch him or to come and believe. Somebody's taken that book, it's most interesting.
What church of church was young D.S. Senanayake as a schoolboy? D.S. Senanayake.
Oh, well, none of them were known as brilliant scholars, you know, just ordinary. Average.
But did he have drive? Drive. Did he have a personality and some drive?
Oh, nothing. Only his father was a very rich man, and when the Murdaya came, we knew that he'd given them all money, you see. So we used to get them to give us all treats at the tax shop. No, they made no mark at all as scholars in St. Thomas's.
What do you think of these Rati Mahatmyas? Do you think they made a good thing out of their position?
Huh?
The Rati Mahatmyas.
Yes.
You seem to have known many Rati Mahatmyas.
Yes.
And do you think they took advantage of their position?
Oh, I think they all did, you know, Murdayas and Rati Mahatmyas. They naturally would. I don't know, but I should think so. Mm-hmm.
But what do you think of the headman system? Do you think it was useful to have this?
I think it's very good.
In what?
In abolish now, more or less. In abolish.
Very good in what way?
But because they have great influence on the people.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, you see, we had the, when I first came here, we had a headman of the place called the Arachi.
Mm-hmm.
Arachi Mahatma. If you, for instance, now I found that these people, I got 30 fields around there.
Yeah.
And my land is a hillside. And they were every year digging the hill down and moving their drain faster. So in the end, there were 30 people would have come here for them. Every year there's something lost from my end. So I mean, that's the case for the Arachi Mahatma. The Arachi came and I showed him. I said, look at this. See, the drain was here, lost here. It's here now. Next year it'll be here, like that. But in the end, the hill will not be left. So he came there, and he got some concrete posts off together, and he fixed them, and I think that's the boundary, you can't go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sort of thing that headman can do.
Has it declined now, their influence?
Now they have abolished the word Arachi. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, I know they have. And they have called a man called...
Grama Sevaka.
Grama Sevaka, yes. But practically he's the same. The same powers as the French say, police are changed, police are the same shows. The more it changes, the more it's the same thing. Because now if there's anything like an issue like that, we'd send for the Ramasekhar, see? He does exactly what the Karachi did.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Does he have the same influence? General influence?
I think exactly the same. I don't think there's any difference, only the change of name.
You have no more power, no more authority.
Mm-hmm. you mention
at 12 o'clock, my 12 o'clock bell.
Oh, I see.
The workmen go home on your meal, come back at 1.
This is on your plantation?
On my earth.
You mentioned serving on the education committee in 1911, you served on the education committee.
Oh, right, it is.
What did you think of the educational structure?
Mm-hmm.